This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
We have special election winner, Joe Simpolinski. Joe, good morning. Congratulations.
Thanks for having me on.
Now, Joe, we see that you, let's start with Tuesday, election one. You've had a few days to process it. How does it feel?
Well, it's a real honor. It's very humbling. This is the district that I've spent my entire life working in and working for. It's where I was born and raised. And to have the people of the Southern Tier and Finger Lakes select me to speak for them on the floor of the House of Representatives, it's the honor of a lifetime.
Now, you do have a date when you will be sworn in. That'll be September 13th. What are your plans right from the beginning as make your way down to Washington?
Well, even before the 13th, we've already started putting the staff in place and doing the behind-the-scenes things we need to do to get the offices turned back on and running again for constituent services, to prepare our legislative agenda and make sure that we don't waste any time. You know, this is there's a lot that was made over the very brief amount of time that I'd be serving in Congress. Therefore, we don't have a second to waste. So we're going to do everything we can, myself, my staff that's in waiting here, ready to go, to make sure that when I am sworn in the House chamber on the evening of the 13th, that we're ready to go and we're making good decisions and good policy for the country and providing good constituent service for the people of the 23rd Congressional District.
Now, have you heard from any of your colleagues in Congress? Do you have any meetings set up from, like you said, no time to waste? So anyone you've talked to, any meetings set up to try to get things going?
Yes. As far as folks in Western New York, I've talked with Congressman Jacobs, who's the other Republican that represents Western New York. I talked with Congressman Katko. I exchanged text messages with Congresswoman Stefanik. And so the upstate Republicans I've been in communication with, as well as I've exchanged a few text messages with your next guest, Mr. Langworthy, who I hope is who I am handing the keys to the office to in January.
Yeah, you know, and we'll get to that November election in a minute. But you know, you've been all over the what I'm calling the old NY23, and I know it's still the district till January, but the old NY23. And what's the main concern you've heard of people that wanted? Because as you said, you know, people were saying we need someone representing us after Congressman Reed left. What's the main concern? What's the main focus that people want you to do at your time as congressman?
Well, the biggest issue that affects everybody is inflation. I heard that over and over and over again. I was repeatedly asked through the campaign, what's the biggest issue? And that was always my answer, because it affects everybody. It affects the people that can afford it the least. It affects them the worst. If you're on a fixed income, if you're somebody that's working a low wage or minimum wage job, you know, your dollar doesn't go as far. That's a real problem. And the things that we've seen coming out of the Biden-Pelosi agenda that they say are going to fix that are at best going to do nothing, and at worst going to make it worse. So I'm looking forward to working with my colleagues down in Washington. The ones I mentioned, also, I did have contact with Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, who won her primary, and also is the other upstate member who I neglected to mention. I've been in contact with her. So all of my colleagues on the Republican side here in upstate New York, we're ready to work together to try and reduce inflation, to try and produce economic development, and provide good representation for the people.
Now, you did mention Nick Langworthy, who won his primary. You know, that coming to a surprise to people here and to some people here in Erie County. You know, looking at that primary now, Joe, obviously you were focused on your special election at the time. But looking at that primary and Nick Langworthy's win, especially in the southern tier, what was it about his message that brought people out in the primary?
Yeah, from what I observed, and you can see it in the results, Nick was working very hard. And I can say I was on the sort of had a front row seat to that, because where I was running was the southern tier. I was not campaigning in Erie County because of the way the districts were drawn. And he was down here a lot. He was holding group meetings, town hall meetings, taking questions, doing the retail politics that you need to do in a rural area to reach the people. And I think you saw the results on election night when the Southern Tier came in. The Southern Tier came in big for Nick Langworthy in the primary. Southern Tier also came in big for me to win the special general election. So it's a hard work pays off. And in the case of Nick, he spent a lot of time and effort in the areas where he did very, very well, and he saw it.
Now, as a sitting congressman, will you be doing any campaigning for Nick Langworthy in the Southern Tier?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm looking forward to working with the Republican ticket. 60% of the district where I was elected is where Nick will be running. I'm supporting Nick 100%, and I'm happy to do anything I can do to help him. I've already let him know that. And that applies to the other portions of the district. 20% of my district is in the new district Claudia Tenney is the nominee for. I'm behind her 100%. And 20% of the district is in the new district where Mark Molinaro, who sadly did not win the other special election, he is running in a different version of the 19th district in November. That overlaps in two counties, about 20% of the population, with the old 23rd. And I've already been in contact with him saying, you know, how can I help?
You know, Joe, obviously this November looks good for Republicans, especially in Congress. What are your thoughts on, you know, there does seem to be a little bit of division in the party, especially we'll go back to the new NY23, where Carl Paladino said, you know, he's not willing to work with Nick Langworthy's campaign. You know, and there's other examples of that around the country. What do you think about, you know, that as Republicans do view right now November to be a great midterm election? What do you think about the in-party division?
Well, I think the stakes are very high, right? You know, when we have these elections, these are not games. You know, this is determining the direction of the policy of the United States of America. And so I would call on all Republicans, no matter who you support in different primaries that are happening around the state, no matter whether the person that won was your first choice or second choice or whatever it was, certainly you're going to agree a lot more with whoever the Republican candidate is than the direction that the Democratic candidates are going to take this country. So the stakes are too high for us to fight amongst ourselves. I want to be a voice for unity in the Republican Party. My nomination to be the special election nominee was unanimous. It was a point of unity. Both sides of that primary were supporting me. And now I want to be somebody that can say, let's focus on the real problem, which is what the Biden-Pelosi agenda is doing to this country. Let's unify. Let's elect Republicans. Let's take the House back. Let's take the Senate back. There's too much at stake for us to be fighting amongst ourselves.
And you know, you have that those words within the party, but then you also have Governor Kathy Hochul saying this week that if the era of Trump, Zeldin, and Molinaro, just jump on a bus and head to Florida where you belong, you are not New Yorkers. What's your reaction to that comment?
I was profoundly offended by that. As a lifelong New Yorker, I was born in the Southern Tier. I was raised in the Southern Tier. I've spent my entire life as a New York resident. I'm a New Yorker, and so are millions of other people that disagree with Governor Hochul. She's supposed to be the governor of all of us, of everyone in New York. And to just say, if you don't agree with me, get lost. That was disgusting, would be a word for it I would use. It was offensive, and it was beneath the dignity of the office of governor. And I think the voters should hold her accountable for that in November. And I'm supporting Mr. Zeldin in that race.
Joe, you know, and speaking of divisive talk, you know, toward Republicans, you also have President Joe Biden, who, you know, this week also made another comment about, quote, MAGA Republicans. Do you have any plans at your time in Washington to try to get the ear of the president?
I don't know if Mr. Biden's going to listen to me. He made it very clear that he doesn't really want to listen, also, just like the governor, to people that disagree with him. And I do profoundly disagree with the president on the direction he's taking this country, the divisiveness, the amount of spending, the entire agenda that he has put forward, I think is a really backward, boneheaded way to take the country. So if the president wanted to get my opinion, get my two cents, I'm more than happy to give it to him, but I don't think he's going to like what I'm going to say.
Now, Joe, as we've mentioned, you're being sworn in on September 13th. That will go until the new term starts in January. What are your plans post-Congress?
Yeah, my plan is to go back to my old job, the job I had before I was nominated. I had been running from July of 21 until January of 22. The first redistricting map, the aggressive, unconstitutional gerrymander, altered the political reality at that point. And I got a new job. I became the chief of staff for State Assemblyman Joe Giglio, who represents Cattaraugus, Allegheny, and Western Steuben County. And then the map changed again, and the resignation of Mr. Reed occurred, and all these changes happened. And I am now the congressman-elect, but my former employer said I could have my job back in January if I wanted it. He's been extraordinarily gracious. Given this unusual situation. And the way I see it is, if you're a staff person, you're an elected official, you're doing it for a short time, you're doing it for a long time, you're doing it at federal level, state level, it's all the same. It's public service. It's making the lives of the people that you live with, your neighbors, better. And it's a very high calling. And I'm happy to do it as a, I've done it as a congressional staffer. I'm about to do it as a congressman. I've done it as a assembly staffer. And I'm happy to do it again as an assembly staffer come 2023.
Now, let me ask you, Joe, because, you know, you're going to get in Congress. Maybe you'll like Congress a lot. Do you think somewhere down the road another congressional run could happen?
You never know what's going to happen down the road. If anything's been proven by the last year and a half in politics, is you just don't know what's going to happen. But at the moment, I am 100% focused on doing the jobs which I was elected and making sure good Republicans like Mr. Langworthy, Ms. Tenney, Mr. Molinaro are elected to be serving in the next Congress. And then what happens after that is what happens after that. And we will see. I'm 39 years old. Hopefully, God willing, there's many years ahead.
Joe Cymbalinski, the congressman-elect, and Joe, I can promise you this, I'm sure we will talk a time or two during your time as congressman.
I would greatly enjoy that. Thanks for covering the race.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.